I'm not going to preach the message I had prepared for this evening, but I would like you to take your Bible and turn to Malachi chapter 3, because I think it fits very well with our evening that we've had tonight. I always tell you that if you give testimonies, the more testimonies there are, the shorter the sermon's going to be. So I got to stay true to that tonight. Now, if I start preaching my message, I know that it'll be at least a half an hour, because I just know that it will, and I don't want to do disservice to the scripture that for the message that I was wanting to preach. I think it'll be a blessing to us for next week, Lord willing, next Sunday night. We'll look forward to that message. Malachi chapter 3. Malachi, obviously, the last book of the Old Testament, and chapter 3 is getting ready to almost at the end of the book. We're not going to preach on verses 8, 9, and 10 tonight, so you can relax and not worry about where your wallet or your purse might be. We're going to look at verse number 16, and the Bible says, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not." Verse 16, I think, again, is so appropriate for our evening tonight. It says, "They that feared the Lord spake often one to another." One of the biggest issues in any relationship is communication. And the church is no different than that. And I think that a night like tonight, where people have just shared what is on their heart, is really what the Bible is speaking about here. It's speaking often one to another. Who is doing the speaking here? It's those that fear the Lord. Those who are born again. Those who are children of God. And the Bible says they spake often one to another. I think that the church is as strong as the relationships that are built, and the willingness that we have to, in some ways, we make ourselves vulnerable. But we need to. If we hold up a guard and just say, "Well, I don't want to talk to this person about this," or that, you know, obviously there's some things that we need to keep private and keep to ourselves. But I think we need to realize the opportunity that we have to build one another up. To be the help and the support one to another. Sometimes, we see somebody and it seems like they just kind of fade away. And they're, you say, "What happened to them? Where are they? Where have they gone?" And I wonder if sometimes it's because they were dealing with something and they didn't want to share it with anybody. Then they just kind of felt like they didn't fit in, and they just slipped away. Where if we would take that opportunity to share with one another and talk often to one another and be honest with one another, that we would help one another. The Bible says that our words, and this would have been part of the message tonight, we're preaching for the message that I had prepared, but that we are to edify one another with our words, to build up one another. How do we edify one another with our words if we don't talk to one another? I love nothing more than to come into church and hear people talking. It's a great blessing. I know that sometimes some people think that when they walk into the sanctuary that everyone should just be quiet and there should be no words. I don't see that in the Bible for church. I think the church is a place of sharing. It's a place of conversation. It's a place of, "Hey, how's your week going? How's things going?" And it's an opportunity. It's a strange thing, isn't it? Often people share more on the internet, on their Facebook, than they're willing to share in real life person to one another. It's a strange world that we live in. We text people and we email people, and then we meet them face to face and we don't talk and we're quiet. But the Bible says that those that feared the Lord spoke often one to another. I'm sure that they gained strength from that. They gained benefit one from another from that, from speaking often one for another. Because those testimonies that were shared tonight of honesty, of saying, "Listen, I've had a difficult time and I find it hard to share my faith," and different circumstances that we've been through, somebody else says, "Wow, They feel that way. They have those battles. They have those difficulties. I thought it was just me. And that's a help. That's an encouragement one to another. So when those that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, there's no doubt that it was a help to them. But did you see what the next line says in the verse? It says, the Lord hearkened. Do you think that tonight, as we have the testimonies tonight and we sang those songs, which really are a testimony in themselves, don't you think that the Lord hearkened to that tonight? That as it were, He bent down His ear? Because that's really what hearken means, isn't it? To take time to stoop down and listen. And as the Bible says that those that feared the Lord and they spoke to one another and they were encouraged by the fellowship of one another, and the Lord heard it. He listened, and it pleased Him. It was a blessing to Him. It was pleasing to Him. He was honored by His people talking to one another. It says, the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written. I wonder who wrote the book. Did God have an angel write down those words? But those thoughts, God didn't just say, oh, that was nice, and move on. He wrote it down in a book. I don't know whether that's any of the scriptures is being referred to there in particular, or whether it's a book in heaven. But God cared enough, and it meant enough to Him that when He heard the people that loved Him and feared Him speaking to one another, He heard it, and He wrote down those words. Now, God doesn't forget anything, but I wonder, usually when I write something down, it's because it means something to me, and I want to go back later and look at it. Did God write those things down and say, wow, what a blessing to hear those people sharing together tonight? Those things, and He wrote them down so that He could go back and look. I say, wow, remember that night where those people just talked and shared and encouraged one another? We don't know why God, who never forgets except for the sin that He chooses to forget, why He would need to write it down. But the Bible says a book of remembrance was written before Him, before God. But it's for them that feared the Lord. That would lead us to think that it probably is one of the books of the Bible, perhaps. But it was written before God. It was written for those who feared the Lord and that thought upon His name. And that, again, would have been part of the message tonight. Really, this verse came to me as we were having our testimonies tonight, but to think upon His name and to have our meditations of our heart be acceptable in His sight. To think upon His name. As we've shared some different things in our lives tonight, we've really been saying, when I was going through this, I was thinking about what God had in this for me. Some difficulties, some circumstances, and as we go through those difficult times, when we walk through those valleys in our life, it's time to think upon His name. Sometimes God allows those valleys in our life so that we do think upon His name. Because let's face it, when all is going well, we have a lot of other things that flood our minds and flood our lives. And when things are going just peachy keen and smooth as silk, you know, it's easy to forget the One who is ought to mean so much to us. And so the Bible says that they spake often. God heard it. He wrote the words down before Himself. It was written before Him. It was for them that feared the Lord. So whether it's a scripture that we see before us and can read before us, or whether it's something that when we get to heaven, maybe it's a book that when we get to heaven, we'll be able to see some of these nights that God has recorded for us. When we get to heaven, we can assemble maybe in one corner of heaven and say, hey, remember that night? Well, that really helped me. That really helped me through a situation I was going through. And I really felt the prayers of God's people as I asked prayer for help that week. And I remember that night and that week that followed, wow, what a blessing that God recorded that for us to think back on tonight. And God says in verse 17, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord, in that day when I shall make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. The songwriter said, when he cometh to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, bright gems for his crown. You know, that tells me that we are precious in the eyes of God. It says that when he comes in that day, he will make up his jewels and he will spare us. We are precious in his sight, God says, and they shall be mine. God wants us as his. We know we are his. He's bought us with a price. We are to glorify God in our body and our spirit, which are God's, but we are his not just for this life. We are his for time and eternity. And what a great day it will be in heaven. And he says he will spare us as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Why will he spare us as his sons? Because we are his sons and daughters. We are children of God. If you're saved here tonight, you are a child of God. The Bible says, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Verse 18 says, then shall he return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. That's where we really need to be with our life now, isn't it? Discerning between what's right and what's wrong. Choosing what is right and choosing to serve our God who would lead us in the way of righteousness. And so tonight, just a few simple thoughts. And I hope you take these home with you tonight. And I hope that it floods over into your life this week. You stop and think about what was shared with one another tonight. And say, God, thank you for that person. It may be one particular person, maybe an accumulation of different things that different people said tonight that will be a help to you. But may it also spur us on to speak often one to another. To take this opportunity to share with one another. Because it will be a help. But not only will it be a help to us, but it's a blessing to God. And when we speak to one another, God hearkens. And he listens. And at least in this instance, he wrote it down. Because we are precious to him, and he desires to say that we are his. Now, what a blessing it is to know the Lord and to be able to share together that living relationship we have with him tonight.